Books on Tape presents The Yankee Years by Joe Torre and Tom Verducci. Read by Michael Kramer. Dedication. To my wife, Allie, for all her love, encouragement, and support during our magical years in New York, and to our daughter, Andrea, whose first 12 were the Yankee years. Love you, Joe Torre. For Kirsten, Adam, and Ben, the joys of my life. Tom Verducci. 1. Underdogs. Joe Torre was the fourth choice. The veteran manager was out of work in October of 1995, 4 months removed from the third firing of his managerial career, when an old friend from his days with the Mets, Arthur Richman, a public relations official and special advisor to Yankees owner George Steinbrenner, called him with a question. "Are you interested in managing the Yankees?" Torre made his interest known without hesitation. "Hell yeah," he said. Only 10 days earlier, Torre had interviewed for the general manager's job with the Yankees, but he had no interest in such an aggravation-filled job. At its $350,000 salary, a $150,000 cut from what he had been earning as a manager of the St. Louis Cardinals before they fired him in June. His brother Frank Torre did not think managing the Yankees was worth the hassle either. After all, Steinbrenner had changed managers 21 times in his 23 seasons of ownership, adding Buck Showalter to the bloody casualty list by running him out of town after Showalter refused to acquiesce to a shake-up of his coaching staff. It didn't matter to Steinbrenner that the Yankees reached the playoffs for the first time in 14 years, even if it was as the first American League wildcard team in a strike-shortened season. Showalter's crimes, in Steinbrenner's book, were blowing a 2-1 lead.